Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation.
With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome
to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
With your host, Poetic Energy herself.
Bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the currents and the waves
live.
At all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881.
That's 917-932-8881.
Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183.
That's 1-877-218-1183.
Well, good evening, and welcome to the Poetic Energy Radio Show. I'm your host, Michelle Alford, a.k.a. Poetic Energy. I am so excited tonight because we have a beautifully talented songstress that is gracing our show tonight, and we are so excited for her being here. We do see that she has arrived in the building, and we're just going to welcome her in. Jaimo, how are you? Welcome to the Poetic Energy Radio Show.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm doing great. I am so excited that you are here this evening to talk with us about your upcoming album and just to get people more acquainted with who you are as an artist. We've already been graced with some of your beautiful music, but we'll give you an opportunity to let others hear for themselves how beautifully talented you are. I'm waiting for my co-host to come in this evening, but we're just going to keep it going so we can just get everything started here since you are here in the building. I want to first start off by just saying that it's just been a journey. We've been anticipating you coming on to the show for a few weeks now, and everybody has been so excited because they had an opportunity here to hear one of your songs that you provided to the show, and we'll talk about that a little bit later on in the evening and perhaps play that. I want to get started by just kind of letting the people know who you are as an artist. And can you please tell us again how to pronounce your name properly?
It's Jaimo.
Jaimo.
Like
okay.
Right, the letter J, and moi, like a kiss.
Okay. That is such a beautiful name. Is there any special significance with that name? Is that your birth name, or is that a name for the music industry?
It's my performing name.
Okay.
A lot of my friends call me Jay, but Jaimo simply means, it's French, and it means I have myself.
Oh, how beautiful.
Yeah.
Now your journey as an artist, how did you begin singing?
I've always been a singer, ever since I can remember. But it wasn't until much later that I decided to pursue it. I used to sing with my best friend. We sung together for a couple years. We went our separate ways, and I just decided to do my own thing.
Okay. Now, when you say you've been singing all the time, now did you start as a young girl or did you just start?
I've really been singing ever since I can remember. I can remember singing before I was in kindergarten, before I even started school. I actually was telling a story before. I was you know, I'm a country girl, and I was singing in on the my front steps, and I would just sing and pretend, you know. I think at the time it was I'm probably telling my age, but that's okay. at the time, I used to watch Solid Gold.
Solid Gold,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm telling my age. And there was Marilyn McCoo. I can't remember the other guy's name. So, yeah, I used to pretend that I was on stage and I would sing, and I would sing to a cornfield. So I always knew I wanted to be a singer, yeah.
That is so wonderful that, because a lot of people, when you ask, when you hear different interviews with singers and people that are in the entertainment industry, they always remember that moment when they knew that they wanted to be either a singer, a dancer, or to act. And I find that so fascinating to, at a young age, to know something like that, because not everybody know what they want to do in life, but that's how you really know that it's something that you are supposed to do in your life when you come into the world saying, this is what I'm going to do, not really knowing the path that you're going to have to take to get there, but just knowing that this is something that you absolutely want to do, and I find that so fascinating. Now, when did you do your very first professional performance?
Well, again, I used to perform with an old partner, best friend of mine. That was, we started singing together back in like 98. So it was like somewhere around that time frame. As a solo artist, I didn't have my own professional performance until last year. So, you know, as a solo artist, I still consider myself a baby, but I've still been doing it for a long time.
You know what? Listening to your sound, you would never even know that last year was your first time performing professionally on your own. Your voice is just so breathtaking. That's when I was, promoting on the Facebook network, I was saying a breath of fresh air because, you know, just a lot of people's responses when I first played your track War on our show, they were saying that how calming and how beautiful your vocals were. Which brings me to the question of your what's the title of your album? Is it vocally yours that you will be producing, or is that already complete?
Right, Vocally Yours is my EP that was released October 5th, and you know it's still available on my website, and it's also on Amazon. But I am also working on a self-entitled album, J'ai Moi, to be released sometime next year.
Okay, so that means you're working on two albums, or
no?
How
Vocally
Yours.
Well, Vocally Yours is already completed. It's an EP. It has seven pieces, but the full album, that's what I'm working towards getting released next year.
Oh, great! Wow, so we get to really indulge in more of your talent. J'ai Moi, it seems that my co-host has come into the building, so I'm going to connect him in really quickly so that we can continue to your interview. One moment. Hello, CBG. How are you?
I'm great. How you doing tonight, Poetic E and J'ai Moi? Beautiful name, beautiful name. I'm sorry I had a little trouble getting in tonight, but I'm in now, so.
Well, we're just going to hand the mic over to you, and I'll perhaps ask J'ai Moi some more questions later on. But I wanted her to get an opportunity to talk with the both of us on the air, so why don't you take it from here?
All right. How are you tonight, J'ai Moi?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. I love your song. It's beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you.
I've only had the opportunity to hear one song, but that was one song that I liked a lot. The melody is really pretty, and the vocals are tight, so I think you got something going, girl.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
So what type of audience do you think appeals to you most, jazz, R&B, neo-soul? I mean,
I think it's a mixture of neo-soul and a little R&B.
Yeah.
I also have caught some of you guys, you know, the poetry community. And I think if you get a chance to listen to the EP, it has a mixture of sounds. It's kind of like fusion in a way, because you have a little taste of jazz. And of course, you got your neo-soul. But then, you know, I love guitar. So you can tell that I like alternative music. Not too much, just a little splash. So, it's kind of a tad bit eclectic.
Yeah, that acoustic that you have playing on that track, I believe that's acoustic. I could be wrong, but
you're right.
It really sounds great.
Thank you.
So, I think I heard Poetic E asking you, did you know you were meant to sing?
Yeah.
Or is that something you just stepped onto? I didn't hear everything that she said because I was trying to get into the room, so I was just wondering. I think I heard her ask you that question, but I didn't hear what your answer was, if you don't mind.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've always known. Ever since I can remember, I was telling the audience that I've been singing ever since I can remember, which is before kindergarten, so I will say around 3-4. And I knew then that's what I wanted to be. I wanted to sing, and I wanted to capture an audience and, you know, music has always been a passion of mine. I just didn't explore it until a tad bit later.
Do you play any instruments?
I wish. No. No. I do plan on learning an instrument. I'm actually interested in piano and acoustic guitar. I just don't know which to actually focus on and actually, you know, learn.
Yeah. Well, you know, don't give up that dream, because that's always a help. I mean,
yeah.
I'm not a recognized singer. I sing it. I dip and dab a little. And believe me, I wish I knew how to play, because that would help me along my travels through music. But, you know, make sure you do that, whatever you do, because you're a young girl, a young lady, a young woman, whatever you like to be called. Go ahead and take advantage of that.
Most definitely.
And I heard you say that you got an album coming out next year, self-entitled. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
So, yeah, when are we expecting that to be out?
I do not have a set date yet.
Okay.
So it's kind of open. It will definitely be out next year. I just want to make sure that it's, you know, to me, my music is like, it's like my baby. It's like a child, you know. And, I just want to make sure that it's fed, and when I present it to the world, that, you know, it's good, you know. I'm my worst critic, you know.
Yeah, I know.
All artists, you know.
I know how that is.
Yeah.
Hey, but that's the only way you can be. You're your worst critic. You can't get perfection until you become your worst critic.
That's right, yeah.
You know, so I understand. So do you put yourself up there with, like, let's say, not compare yourself, because, you know, we all know that you're you, but do you think that you're similar to any artist that's out now, like female artists?
I mean, I hear people comparing me to certain artists, but me personally, I don't think so. I mean, I definitely put myself in that neo soul, indie soul category because of the instrumentation and the soulfulness of the music.
Right.
But I personally don't compare myself to any artist or think I'm similar.
Well, you really have a beautiful melody on the song Water, and I'm going to ask Poetic E if we could just take a break and maybe listen to that a little bit, because that's a beautiful song, and I wouldn't mind hearing it. I don't get a chance to hear it, so I'm going to take advantage of the time right now so I can hear it. Do you mind?
Go right ahead. I appreciate it.
Poetic E, rip that for us.
Thank you.
Well, that was a beautiful, beautiful song. And I think I was wrong about that acoustic guitar. Wasn't that like a rhythm guitar?
Well, actually, it was a couple different guitars going, but yeah, it was acoustic and rhythm.
Oh, that's pretty. That takes you back. That's like old school guitar.
Yeah, I love it. When I first heard it, I heard the instrumental before I actually wrote the song, and I mean, I fell in love with it.
Right. That's the best way to write, I think. You Quench My Thirst. Okay, you want to tell us what inspired this song, or was it inspired by a gentleman? Or?
Yes. I was actually seeing someone at the time, and the words actually started from a poem that I wrote. And then, you know, once I wrote the poem, I was able to, pull a song from that. So, but yeah, it is about someone in particular. Yeah.
Okay. I thought so. You Quench My Thirst gave me that impression. I really love that song. I really love the melody. Do you think that your music eventually one day will take you into different avenues like acting, modeling, poetry, whatever?
Well, I think as far as poetry goes, I always consider myself a closet poet up until now. I mean, if it was not for me being a singer, I don't think I would have been able to, you know, get out and actually share my poetry with anyone. So I think this is just as far as I'm going to take it as far as the poetry goes. Modeling and acting, I don't know, I'm open to it, you know, but first and foremost, I'm a singer, you know, so, and right now that's what I'm focused on, so.
Well, you know, you said that you're a closet poet. You're actually not a closet poet because your songs are poetry in themselves, and if your songs are not in the closet, then, baby, you're a poet, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
You're a poet and you just don't know it. See, I'm a poet. Look, I dip and dab into singing too, and I know, you know, I'm a poet too. And that poetry, that music and singing and writing songs really carried me over into poetry more so than singing because I just don't have the producers and stuff to do all that. So I know what you mean when you say it. You know, it evolves into something from one thing to another because it happens with me, you know. So I understand wholeheartedly what you mean. So.
See, I always kept the two separate. I mean, you know, like I said, I've been singing forever. And then elementary school, I found poetry. And I started to write, but I never combined the two. So this is really like a whole learning process for me to actually, because I love poetry so much, and you know, my songs, like you said, they're kind of poetic, and it's just I like to combine those two elements now. So,
All right.
You know, like I said, it's still a learning process, that whole songwriting with the poetry thing.
Yeah, you know, it's all writing. It's all poetry. I mean, if it makes sweet music and it's a sweet poem, then it's poetry and music. You know, it's just how you look at it, I guess. It's according to how you look at it. Because I think I could take a few of my poems and make songs out of them if I really wanted to, you know, if I just sat back and took the time out to. But you must gonna be reciting a poem tonight, being that you're bringing up.
No, not tonight.
This is your night, baby.
you know, I write poetry, but I don't do like the spoken word type thing. I have much respect to, you know, for the spoken word artists, you know, and I will leave that to them. But I'm gonna stick to singing.
You're gonna stick with singing.
I'm gonna stick to singing.
Hey, Poetic E, should I put her up? Should I put her up on the bus?
I will say this. No, don't do that. I will say this on the album. On the album, I do have a one song that I do like. It's just poetry, no singing. And then another song, I have a little small excerpt of poetry. But other than that, no. Nah.
Well, I can tell you tonight, you found a fan in me. I mean, I love your song, so I can't wait till your album comes out so I can purchase it. And I heard you say you have an EP, and I can get that on your website. So maybe you can give that to Poetic E, and she can patch that up in the chat room, and maybe we can get a few people to go purchase your EP, because I know I'd like to get it.
Already done.
Already done. Well, I'm not in the chat room, so I can't tell, partner. And hey, we're going to take this time. We're going to go do a commercial break and get a little bills paid.
All right. All right. All right.
And we're going to get to that sometime today.
The website www.freegrantsforwomen.com offers free information and online easy applications for free federal government cash grants that you never have to pay back for women to help pay for education, new business startup, or to simply get out of debt.
Okay, okay, get out of debt for the ladies. Anyway, do you do any gospel?
I don't sing gospel. I do have one inspirational song. It was actually my very first single before the EP even came out. It's called Fly, and, you know, that's actually how the buzz started. Great song. So, and also I also have a video for the song. So I do see myself at some point in my life going that route. I grew up in a religious home, and I have a Christian background. So gospel music, I grew up around that, you know. So I definitely can see myself going that route at some point.
I'm asking you this question because I really need to know. Okay, because I haven't been really into my music the way I should have, and I was trying to raise a family and do the family thing, and I put my music on the back burner to do that. But how are you promoting yourself? I mean, what are some of the ways that you have promoted yourself? And if you just enlighten us.
The internet is a very powerful tool. So I suggest, you know, you use it and take advantage. There's so many different websites where you can, you know, upload your music and promote your music. And what my favorite website is called Reverb Nation.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I use it to share my music, to send out newsletters, to I can post my video or my songs on Facebook, which is also an excellent social media website. I also have a fan page on Facebook. Then there's, of course, you guys that help promote us doing interviews to, you know, just spread the word. So, you know, it's just the internet is just so powerful, you know. I'm just in my home, I'm able to reach, you know, someone in England, you know, just, and that kind of freaks me out, you know, that, hey, someone hundreds of miles away is overseas, is listening to my music, you know, I get all giggly and act like a kid every time. So, yeah, I mean, just take advantage of the internet.
Well, I need to do that.
Yeah.
Poetic E keeps telling me, but I haven't been listening to her very well.
She's right.
She keeps slapping me over the head verbally, but I'm just stubborn, I guess.
I guess because eventually it'll get through.
Yeah, I mean, it's something that you got to be ready for.
And Mr. J. Moore, why can't we throw you up under the bus?
Excuse me? Are you referring to poetry again?
No.
No.
We're referring to song now.
Say that again.
We're referring to song now.
Oh, you want me to sing?
You've already let me know in so many words, boy. Don't you ask me to recite no poetry up on here. I'm listening to you. But
okay.
You never said nothing about song.
No, I did not. I did not.
Because you separate the two, remember?
I do separate the two. Okay. Let's see here. I will do a part of my single called Fly, which I definitely want you guys to check out. It's on Reverb Nation. Like I said, the video is on YouTube. My YouTube channel is called J. Moi Music. Some of the people of the streets got no place to rest your head. You're holding on to the past, don't overlook all those tests. Don't let life bump you on the side of the road. Make your own way. Take control. I know it's hard. You gotta make that first move. Gotta make that start. Stand up and hold your head up high. Don't let no one tell you you can't soar to the sky. Just spread your wings, baby, fly. The only limit's the sky. Don't let no one take it down. Just spread your wings, baby, fly.
All right. You got to give us some big clap-ups
right.
for that.
Yes. We do
it.
We got some clap-ups that we do here. Okay.
Radio show love, Pete.
All right.
Now, J-Ma, I know that you're a singer now because you don't turn down when somebody asks you and throw you up under the bus. You get down like that. So we all know that she's a real true singer now. Go get her record, album, CD, please. She's for real. I'm not trying to steal the whole questionnaire thing tonight, Poetic E. Okay, so anytime you feel like you want to step in and ask this lovely young lady some questions, please feel free to.
Well, sure. I tried to get the ball rolling earlier.
I'm sorry.
I certainly do have a couple more questions. Now, with the projects you have you're doing now, mm-hmm. how long does it normally take you to produce an album? I always wanted to ask somebody in the music industry how long does it normally take them to put a great album together.
That's really a very difficult question to answer because there's so many things to take into consideration. The main thing,
okay.
You know, outside of course, your material, is the resources. You know, because you got to have your studio time. You got to have your music mixed, and you have to have your music mastered, and of course, you have to have the music. You know, you need a producer, or what I like to use, I love live music, so I like to use musicians, which is, of course, makes the process even longer. So, you know, for some people it might be 6 months, you know, for some it might be a year. You know, it just depends
okay.
on, you know, what you're trying to bring and what resources you have available to you.
Absolutely. Now, do you write all of your own music, or do you let others write for you?
I started off with a couple songs where I let someone write a hook for me, but I've been writing my own music. I'm not opposed to people writing for me, but, you know, I'm an artist, and, you know, so I'm a tad bit picky about, you know, my
okay.
stuff. So, so, yeah, I mean, but no, I'm not opposed to it.
Now, what do you want? What do you want your music to? I know a lot of people say that they appeal to a certain type of audience, but who do you want your music to reach? Ultimately,
My music is really mostly geared toward anyone that can appreciate good lyrical content and, you know, that instrumentation, you know, because it's a little different. So it's mostly, of course, that neo-soul audience. But I want it to be able to, anyone that can just sit down and listen to the music and appreciate it. I mean, I have younger people liking my music, and I have, like, you know, more mature people liking my music. So I want to hit all of that, you know.
All right, I hear you on that.
Yeah.
So. Now, is there culturally? I guess it's kind of like the same question. Culturally, how do you think you can help other people from, you know, different cultures embrace your music? Because a lot of people don't understand what the neo-soul type style music is, but if they were introduced to it, that, you know, perhaps they would. Do you think there is a way culturally that you can help, you know, people from different cultures embrace your music?
Well, it's kind of one reason why I don't always call it neo-soul. I'm at the point now where I call it indie soul, because it is soul music, you know, regardless if it's, you know, now versus, you know, created back when Aretha Franklin, you know, was like, you know, like the mother of neo soul, well, excuse me, of soul music, you know. So, but it is soul music. So, but and I do what I do independently. So that's why I kind of call it indie soul. So, you know, I think anyone that can appreciate that can. Appreciate soul music just in general, can appreciate my sound, because I do have a fan base that's, you know, not just in our, you know, African-American community. I do have, you know, other cultures, you know, other people in all different necks of the woods that appreciate what I do. So, you know, I just want to
I think people like music. They're going to like your music, you know, regardless. a culture. You know, they're just going to like what you do if they like your style and if they like your voice. I think they're just going to like you.
We
need to get to another commercial break before we go into the next question. And we do have a caller on the line that may want to ask a question to Jay Mar. So can we go to commercial break and then come back? Maybe we could take that caller in.
Okay, cool.
All right.
Tomorrow's unknowns might be solved by asking yourself some questions. Does the thought of job loss, economic, or natural disaster have you worried? Have you ever thought,
how do I grow and store food? Could I hunt or fish if I needed to? Where would I get my drinking water? And how would I purify it? What are other people saying about the economy?
Find help and answers at shtfm.com. Learn new skills
at shtfm.com.
Okay, there's a caller on the line, Poetic E, from the 323. You want to get her in and see maybe she has a question or he has a question for Jay Mar?
Yes. Poetic Energy, it's the Oracle, dear.
Hi, Oracle. How are you this evening?
I am one of
so
my
excellent.
Favorite people.
I wanted to call in and say congratulations to your young guest, Miss Jay Mar. Welcome to the world of the business, baby girl. No question, darling, just from an OG. I like to call myself an OG. That's me. I'm old, girl. But from one professional artist to another, be mindful. Make sure you have a solid team around you and keep your focus. Keep your focus. Make sure that the members of your team have you as their agenda.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Advice from the wise.
Yeah.
That's advice from the oracle. Now, don't forget this. You have been as the oracle.
So congratulations, right. Young lady. I'm proud of you and happy for you. All right, Miss Poetic Energy, I've got to run now, darling. I'm going to listen a little bit longer, but I just wanted to give that shout out to the young lady. I'm so excited for her. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you for the advice. I appreciate
it. All right, darling. Bye-bye.
Thank you. That was the Oracle, y'all. You can catch her on Sundays at 3 p.m. her time, I believe, is Pacific Standard Time. I guess you can put in the chat room. She also has a Blog Talk Radio show. Thank you, the Oracle. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Very wonderful advice. Now, I'm very curious, Jay Mar, is we were talking earlier about your age. You kept saying, now I'm telling your age, but you look so beautifully young. So can you share with us?
Oh, my goodness. No, you did not ask me my age.
Oh, I'm curious.
You know what? I'm going to just let the listeners kind of guess. You know, I gave a few hints, so no.
Now, earlier,
I can take a guess by looking.
She said solid gold now.
I can take a guess by looking.
I guess you're not going to tell
us. No, I'm not.
Hey.
Okay, I tried.
Jay Mar, I can take a guess by looking at your picture, but I don't want to be wrong.
Oh, okay. So, well, good.
Keep my mouth shut. But there's somebody in the chat room that asked a question. I see you're from the 919, so that means you're down in the Raleigh-Durham area, I'm sure. And someone asked a question in the chat room, are you performing in that area at all?
Yes. Occasionally I have a performance. I actually have a show coming up Friday. It's at Port City, Java, downtown Raleigh, on Fairville Street.
Okay, I hope she heard you. I'm pretty sure she did. So, I just seen it. I just noticed it in the chat room. You know, people want to know where you at, girl.
Well, I always keep my schedule up to date on Reverb Nation. And if you're on Facebook, you can find my fan page. It's Jay Mar Songbird. And Jay Mar is J-A-I-M-O-I. So it's Jay Mar Songbird on Facebook. And you can always keep up with what I'm doing.
Now, someone just guessed your age is between 25 and 30.
Oh, come on. I thought we cut off that one. I'm still not going to answer.
Okay. She's pleading the fifth on it, y'all. I can't get it out of her.
You can tell the people that
there. Well, hopefully they gave you a huge compliment.
Say, oh, well, that's
Thank
why.
You.
You know, old people is nosy. They want to know. Anyway, you know what? We've enjoyed having you on the show. You have a very beautiful voice.
Thank you.
And we really wish you the best in your endeavors trying to make it in this business, because we know it's a tough business. I know it's a tough business, and I haven't even put 100% foot forward. But I know it's a tough business because I love to sing, and I just can't find people that play. You know, and that's my problem.
Yes. Yeah.
So,
I mean,
you know, and I'm not like you. I like live music. I can sing to any music. I can sing to no music. But if you're going to do something special like you're doing, you have to have what you want to make it all a fruitful collaboration. And I understand that. So I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you.
And I don't think you're going to have too much of a problem, because you got the ideas in your head and you're doing the right things with everything, you know. So, we don't have
I'm
any
gonna on the poet. I'm going to say on the Poetic Energy Radio Show, I want to hear J-Mo, because I know people listen to the archives, J-Ma, on the Monique Show, Michael Bazin, After Dark. I want to see her everywhere. So anybody listening,
thank you. Put it out there.
You down with?
Just put it out in the universe.
Out there in the universe, yes.
Hey Jay, you down with doing the duet with an old?
Never know.
You heard me, Jay Moore?
Well, now what did you say?
I said, are you down with doing a duet with an old dude?
With an old dude? You don't sound too old. How old are you?
I can look at your picture and tell you that. You may not want to tell your age, but I don't have no problem telling mine.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm going to leave that alone then.
Why? I'm not asking you your age. Believe me. I have sisters that don't tell their age, so I know not to ask. I don't know why they're afraid to tell their age, but because I believe that every day that God blesses us is truly a blessing to be alive. So I'm not ashamed. I'm 54. See, so, but would you mind doing a duet with an old dude? You never answered the question.
It's possible. I mean, just like with anything, I'm open to anything. You know, it just has to be the right time.
Well, you never know, right?
You never know. Exactly.
See that? What you started? Have me come on
you
and hold.
You never know. I love putting things out in the universe, because something always happens. You know, you got to speak it.
You can't put CBG on the air with no singing and ask him to start asking questions, because I start asking everything. I learned how to be nosy from a very special person.
Who was that person?
Oh.
Huh?
Who was that person?
I can't say.
Nope.
But believe
I don't know if he's talking about me. I don't think so.
No, I'm not talking about you, Medicky.
Okay. I don't like to find out too much, just the right stuff. I do have, we have 10 minutes more remaining in the show. Mm-hmm. And I know I just want to take this moment to acknowledge all of our guests. In the chat room, there have been some that popped in and out, but Nevertheless, Black homeschoolers, thank you so much for hanging out with us. Gemini 619, Strong Goddess 631, The Oracle, and all of our global listeners. We have been hanging out and talking with the beautiful songstress, J. Ma. I'm trying to make sure I pronounce her name the proper way. But it's just been such an amazing... J. Ma. Oh, okay, yeah. You got to put the mwah in that. Oh, okay, yeah. It works when I blow a kiss. Mwah. All right, I found out the technique now.
Does that have a special meaning, or does your name have a special meaning? Is there, you know, a lot of names have meaning. Excuse me, I have a cold. Is a lot of names have meanings behind them, but some don't. I mean, does that have one?
Yeah, it's my stage name, and it's French, and it means I have myself.
You have yourself?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
It took me a long time to get to this point, but, yeah, I can definitely say I have myself.
That'd be a good name for an album, Have Myself.
Yeah, that's why it's going to be my album next year, self-entitled, J. Moore.
Okay.
All right. We definitely going to be looking out for that. I highly anticipate. You know how you have to have something on your list. Oh, I must do this and I must buy this. So you're definitely on our list. We so appreciate you. Now, with all that you do, how do you really find time to keep it all together? Do you do anything special to kind of bring yourself in the mold of creativity when you're doing your music? I did want to ask that.
Well, usually when I write, I'm inspired by something. So I don't have like a ritual, I guess, if that's what you're asking. I don't have like a special ritual. I just do it. You know.
All right. That's the only way to do it.
Hey, Jay, does a sweet melody bring out some beautiful lyrics?
Oh, yes, definitely, definitely.
That's the best thing for a song is some sweet melodies, man. If you can get a sweet melody playing and you can sit down and have a nice, relaxing time to write, then you can really come up with something beautiful. I think that's what you did with Water, because that song is really nice.
Yeah, like I said, that one, actually a couple songs that I have just have this special place in my heart, you know. That was definitely one of them.
Yeah, I know. It really shows, and the work you put in, it shows in the song. So it sounds really great. And so I hope you, I really do wish you the best, because, you know, it ain't no easy task out here.
Right.
I know that. But, hey, you got your foot in the door. All you got to do is take your other foot and kick the door down with it.
All right.
I think that one of the wonderful things about you're saying that you're able to just create, you know, a lot of people can't say that they can be creative by just listening to a melody. Some people, it takes a lot for them to even come up with the right type of music, and that's lovely how it just fluently flows from you the way you, you know, and some people do ritualistic things. They got to... you know, do so many things in order to come up with something, and so it doesn't seem so natural. And through your music, it kind of resonates how naturally, you know, the music comes through, the way it comes through. It just seems like it's so natural, like a second nature. Like, you know, either you can wake up in the morning and have a song, you can come up with a song. That's lovely.
Thank you. I mean, it's really the instruments. You know, I'm in love with instruments. So, I mean, even though I can't play one, so if I hear a good, nice guitar riff, or just, you know, like with Water, or a nice upbeat song like Fly, you know, it really takes me to another place, you know, puts me in my zone where I can create.
Right. I believe her.
Right.
She is a real singer. No, really, I'm telling you, and you know why? Because, you know, I sing, So I know when you sit down to write something, when you're writing a song, that melody has to be in your heart. It has to be passionate for you. And if it's not, you're not going to write what you want. You're going to write something, but you're not going to write what you want. But if it's something that touches you and it touches your heart and you hear that music and it reaches your soul, then believe me, you're going to put what's down on paper. It's going to be right.
Right. And that delivery also.
Sure.
You know, when you're real feeling it, yeah, you can definitely tell how, you know, what is actually, you know, after you record it and you listen to it, you can definitely tell when, you know, you put everything into it.
Yeah, when you hear it back, sure. Even when you're doing it live, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so.
A whole different experience when you do it live, so.
You know what, I think,
you know what
I think when it becomes the best thing to you is when you could do it a cappella in memory of what you wrote it to, and it still sounds good. Then you know you did something right.
That's true. What
was
well, we have three more minutes remaining in the show.
Okay.
And J-Mo, I just want to find out from you, if you can give our listeners and anybody that wanted to be where you are in your career, what kind of encouragement or advice can you give them to get them on the right path?
Stay focused. Believe in yourself, because there are going to be a lot of people that are naysayers or haters. You know, you just stick with what you're doing and don't listen to what other people say. Just do you. And work hard at it, you know. Practice. You know, even though I've been singing for all these years, you know, I still have to practice. I have to put in the work. And, you know, just because you have a natural talent does not mean, you know, you just have to rely on that natural talent. So just keep growing, you know, keep extending yourself, you know, learn, you know, different styles of music. And like with myself, I need to learn an instrument, you know, just keep growing as an artist. So that's the advice.
Wow, and that is some great advice. That's exactly what I wanted to be said, because that is so important. A lot of people do become very discouraged who want to be where you are, but to hear it actually coming from another artist that you still, even though you're very talented, you have to continue to work at your craft and practice. Some people become so divified. That's a word I just made. They become so divified that they can't, you know, they, you know, think they got it, and then, you know, they don't produce the quality of music that people want to pay for. You know, they want people to pay for it, but they don't produce the quality of music that's worth it in the end. And you can tell that with your music that you do. You do more than what you go beyond expectation, because it shows in your delivery.
Thank you.
So I thank you for those, you know, those inspiring and words for our listeners. We have one more minute remaining in the show. We just like to take this time to thank J-Mo. I'll get it right one of these. We so appreciate you gracing the Poetic Energy Radio Show. It was truly a lovely and beautiful experience for us, because to actually speak with the artist that created Water, just divinely beautiful. And I can't give you compliments enough. And we do want to, in the future, welcome you back again when you're promoting your album again, when you actually come out with it, because we want our listeners to come out and really purchase your CD, because it's worthy. It's a worthy collection of music, because I did get an opportunity to listen to some of your other singles, and I really, really appreciate it. I have put in the chat room the information to connect with J-Mo. Her Reverb Nation page. All of her connections are in there, so you can take the opportunity to go purchase some of her music that is available now. And we're just going to end the show with saying we love you, God bless you, good night. And we're going to end it with her sending us off with More Water. Good night, all.
Good night, Jay.
Thank you. Good night, everyone.
Thank you for doing with us. We appreciate you. Finally beautiful. Love you all. Good night.